Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But hey, today we're diving deep into the AI world, specifically offline large language models. Did you catch that walkthrough on downloading and running the Dolphin Llama 3 model? Mind-blowing.
Totally. 127 million novels worth of data on a flash drive? I'm still wrapping my head around that. So why Dolphin Llama 3 specifically? There are tons of models out there, right?
Right you are. But this one's special. It's uncensored, meaning no filter. It answers the tough questions, even the ones other LLMs shy away from. Plus, it's offline, so privacy is paramount.
Ah, the privacy angle. That's huge. Big tech and governments not seeing your searches, that's a powerful argument for going offline. But isn't there a risk of bias if the training data isn't diverse enough?
Definitely a valid point. Even with massive datasets, bias can creep in. It's crucial to remember these models don't hold absolute truth. Think of them as powerful tools, not oracles.
Got it. Tools, not truth tellers. So walk me through this offline setup again. Flash drive, terminal commands. It sounded a bit techy.
It is a bit techy, but surprisingly manageable. You get a flash drive, format it to NTFS, download the Llama program and the Dolphin Llama 3 model, transfer everything to the drive, then run some commands in the terminal. The tutorial even mentioned anything.llm for a friendlier interface, which is awesome. It also shows how to move it to an external drive, which allows it to easily be transferred between computers, including computers that are offline.
Anything.llm? Interesting, like a chat interface for your offline LLM?
Exactly. Makes interacting with the model so much smoother than using the terminal. I mean, terminal isn't bad if you want to do something quick, but anything.llm is better when it comes to workflow. Plus, you can upload documents and do more advanced stuff. Remember that env file, though. Crucial for getting everything connected.
env file. Got it. This whole thing feels like a game changer. Imagine the possibilities. Offline research, private brainstorming, even a backup plan for when the internet goes down.
Absolutely. I see this as a step towards digital independence. Less reliance on the internet, more control over our data and thoughts. I'm thinking about how to use the model for offline code. For instance, coding offline can be done to protect intellectual property.
So what's next in this AI adventure of yours? More offline models? Hardware-based neural networks? You mentioned those.
Yes, hardware-based neural networks are definitely on the horizon. Building AI directly into hardware opens a whole new world of possibilities. But for now, I'm excited to see what people do with these offline LLMs. The potential is enormous.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking it all down. Super insightful.
My pleasure. And that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.